A view now live inside the very closed nation of Myanmar. Secretary of State Clinton is in Myanmar on the first official visit of a U.S. Secretary of State in more than 50 years. Joining us a member of the pool covering that visit is Kim Gatta, State Department correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Kim, give us a sense of how people in Yangon are reacting, or from wherever you are, the administrative capital where the tour has begun. How are people reacting to this visit of Secretary Clinton?
Well, I have to say, we haven't really seen many Burmese people so far. We arrived in the administrative capital of Burma, Naypyidaw, which is a newly built capital. It's pretty much in the middle of nowhere. So is the airport. There was a lot of Burmese media there to snap pictures of Mrs. Clinton coming off the plane. The reception she got at the airport from the Burmese authorities was fairly low-key, and it was interesting to notice that hanging on the walls of one of the airport buildings was a sign welcoming not her, but the Prime Minister of Belarus. But overall, American officials have told us that the Burmese authorities have worked really hard to make sure that they accommodated Mrs. Clinton's entourage and her schedule. She is really being given the red carpet treatment in many ways, which is unusual in a country like this. As you say, it is a very closed country. But she'll be having a working lunch with the president over several hours. She'll be meeting with the foreign minister, with members of parliament. But also, crucially, on Thursday and Friday in Rangoon, she'll be meeting with the Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi and also members of civil society and representatives of ethnic communities. So there's really a sense that the Burmese authorities are keen to make this visit a success. So this isn't just about the visit. Mrs. Clinton is going to want to hear a lot more about what the Burmese authorities are willing to do further when it comes to reform.
And indeed, this visit comes as the signs of reform are tentative, but yet seem to be moving in the right direction. We're talking with Kim Gatta, State Department correspondent for our partner, the BBC, on the line live from Naypyidaw, which is the Burmese administrative capital. What's the scene around you? Is it a sense of the sort of closed, almost spookiness of a North Korea? Is it more like being in rural China? What does it look like?
It's very rural. I have to say we're staying in a reasonably nice hotel. It's a little bit odd because it feels I don't know, stored in Bali or Thailand, but driving from the airport to the hotel, there's just one road. It's a cement road. It's not asphalt. It's a cement road. You see quite a bit of cattle, a lot of farmland, of course, and very, very few villages, no cars on the street, a few people on bicycles and a few people on motorcycles. But this is a very rural. Yeah. It'll be very different when we get to Rangoon on Thursday and Friday because that's really a much more bustling. But you can really tell that this is a country that has been closed for a very long time. And there is a sense both within the Burmese government and, of course, with the Burmese people, that perhaps it is a good thing for Burma to start opening. So this is what Mrs. Clinton is here to try to gauge for herself. What is the real intention behind the Burmese government's stated desire to open up, and why are they really reforming? Is it just window dressing, or are they indeed interested in opening up, and how far are they therefore willing to go? Mrs. Clinton will be consulting very closely with the opposition, namely Aung San Suu Kyi, about how to take this forward.
Well, Kim Gatta, at least for the purposes of the last few minutes, the cell phone infrastructure there in Myanmar seems to be working slightly sketchily, but well. Good luck to you, Kim Gatta, State Department correspondent for our partner, the BBC, with the pool covering the visit for the first time in a half century of an official American Secretary of State of Hillary Clinton, who touched down in the Burmese capital of Naypyidaw earlier this morning. Thanks so much, Kim. So it's an opening diplomatically in Asia as dramatic, if not as strategically significant, as the opening to communist China back in the 1970s. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on a three-day visit to Myanmar, also known as Burma, the first official visit by a U.S. Secretary of State, as we've mentioned all morning long, in half a century. Burma is moving away from autocratic control by the military, but it is far short of democracy, despite the election of a civilian parliamentary system. Even human rights activists, though, believe the country is on a track of possible total civilian rule, and this breakthrough both recognizes that and, according to some dissidents, could even accelerate the pace of reform. The breakthrough, of course, being the softening, warming of relations between the U.S. and Burma and this visit of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. We just spoke live from Naypyidaw, which is the Burmese administrative capital, a city constructed by the military regime. Myra Dagapaw is with us. Good morning, Myra.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Are you excited by this visit? Are you seeing some of the same places that Hillary Clinton might be going on her way to Rangoon later on this week?
Well, to a certain extent, I'm excited because I think this shows to a certain extent the success of the U.S. Burma policy, and also it tells us that the U.S. government, the Obama administration, is taking on Burma issues very seriously and also put it on top of one of their top priorities. So, yes, I am excited.
Myra Dagapaw is the campaign coordinator for the U.S. Campaign for Burma. She's on the line from Washington, D.C. Also with us is Suzanne DiMaggio, Vice President for Global Policy Programs at the Asia Society. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning.
So you're joining us via Skype. Give us a sense of the importance regionally of Burma, Myanmar, before we talk about the political reforms, in terms of a real shift between South Asia and East Asia. You can draw a line suddenly between India and Bangkok, Thailand, that may be an important sort of counterbalance to the growth of China. Is that how you see things?
Well, I think Hillary Clinton's visit to Burma really signifies a shift in U.S. policy where more emphasis is being placed on Asia, for sure. So I think the Chinese are a little bit worried. President Obama was recently in Asia, and he expanded military cooperation with Australia. He also forged some trade pacts. And I think the ramping up of U.S. policy and presence in Asia is in part a direct response to China's influence there, an attempt to contain China. And in the case of Burma, you have the United States has been sitting on the sidelines because of our extensive sanctions against Burma. In the meantime, the Chinese have been aggressively pursuing their commercial interests in Burma. Burma is rich in natural gas and oil, and the Chinese are the largest investor there now.
That's Suzanne DiMaggio, Vice President for Global Policy Programs at the Asia Society. I want to get an assessment from you, Suzanne, about the political reform movement that really this whole visit is a response to. But hold on for a second. Let me get that same assessment from Myra Dagapaw, who's the campaign coordinator for the U.S. campaign for Burma. As someone who has direct experience inside the country and with the brutality of the regime, Myra, do you believe this trend of reform? The military still controls things. There are civilian representatives all of a sudden. Are we on a trend line that may mean civilian rule eventually in Burma?
Well, certainly we can. We cannot really ignore the fact that there is some changes. Talking about the release of a small amount of political prisoners or changing the election law. But actually, these are the changes that can be reversed anytime. They used to release political prisoners before they arrest them and throw them back in jail. They talked to Aung San Suu Kyi before. They stopped talking to her and then talked to her again. So basically, these are the reforms that doesn't really hurt their power. So the real reform we are talking about here is the stopping of the civil wars, the stopping of the killing, the human rights abuses, release all the political prisoners unconditionally, and come to the table to sit and talk what we call the tripartite dialogue, which the international community has been calling for quite some time.
Right.
And this dialogue will include Aung San Suu Kyi, the NLD, and then the ethnic democratic forces, which will include the ethnic leaders that are not in the parliament now, and, of course, the Burmese military regime. So until we get to this point, I certainly will say that there is no real change yet.
All right. Myra Dagapaw is the campaign coordinator for the U.S. campaign for Burma. Hillary Clinton will be assessing if that dialogue is possible. She'll be meeting with Aung San Suu Kyi a little bit later on this week. Suzanne DiMaggio, the U.S. really accommodates, tolerates, shall we say, a human rights situation that is challenging in China. If Aung San Suu Kyi said, go ahead, let's begin commercial interests in Burma, do you think that would be a viable policy for the U.S. to begin playing catch up with the Chinese?
Well, I think that's precisely the purpose of Hillary Clinton's visit, is to go there and assess these changes for herself. It's a very good sign that she's been given free access. She'll be meeting with opposition group leaders, leaders from ethnic groups, and most importantly, Aung San Suu Kyi. So she's going into this with her eyes open. And at the end of the day, I think we need to give the Obama administration some credit. They could have easily said, this isn't enough change yet, we're going to wait and see. But the fact is I think the United States can play a far more significant role by being engaged, and it can influence this change, can press for the release of more political prisoners and the advancement of human rights. Burma is a country today that stands as one of the most undeveloped in the world. And I think by going there, Hillary Clinton could have a breakthrough moment and help to bring Burma into the international community.
Well, we will see over the next 3 days. Hillary Clinton touched down in a city we're going to have to be learning the name of from now on, Naypyidaw, which is the Burmese administrative capital. She'll go on to Rangoon later in the week. She's going to be meeting with Aung San Suu Kyi, the prominent Burmese dissident. Suzanne DiMaggio, Vice President for Global Policy Programs at the Asia Society. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.